Work or go home. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The famous poem that's bolted to the Statue of Liberty has again been pulled into the immigration debate. This week, Ken Cuccinelli, acting head of Immigration Services, shared his version of the poem.
Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own 2 feet and who will not become a public charge.
Of course, the original poem doesn't include the stand on their own 2 feet part. But the fact is, U.S. immigration policy has been closer to Cuccinelli's version than the original. If you visit Ellis Island, you'll learn that at the time Emma Lazarus wrote that poem, immigration policy was pretty simple. Be willing and able to work or get back on the ship. Immigration wasn't run by poets. In fact, back then, it wasn't even run by the federal government. It was run by the states. New York welcomed immigrants because it needed their labor. And while the work or go home policy was harsh, if you passed the test, you could be on the ferry to Manhattan in a few hours and getting help from volunteers like Emma Lazarus, who worked with Jewish refugees. Which makes me think, if we're going to debate a poem from 1883, why not look at the immigration system that inspired it, which was a system controlled by the states, so that New York would be free to welcome immigrants, Montana would be free to send them home, and as we watch to see which states prosper and which don't, maybe we'll finally find out who's right. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.